What they meant was use your voice to make an object. And as I understood, I felt a bubble kind of grow inside of me. And I watched these little elf tykes jumping in and out of my chest. They like to do that to reassure you. And they said, do it. And I felt language rise up in me that was unhooked from English. And I began to speak like this. Io de que me hua guapsi ki pipin ne dof me de gi de kapua haxed moi fua guapsi ki pipit I de gi gi me hua begangi toi pua fipsi de me gi gingi toi wa agante huia de hinunch. Ve moa agabe he donji ke beha gong te tio. Oi de dino mi hitti ke pito hine. Or words to that effect. And I wondered then what it all meant and why it felt so good if it didn't mean anything. And I thought about it a few years, actually. And I decided, you know, that meaning and language are two different things, and that what the alien voice in the psychedelic experience wants to reveal is the syntactical nature of reality, that the real secret of magic is that the world is made of words. And that if you know the words that the world is made of, you can make of it whatever you wish. Ze moa haga ba hego vi dunj mi gebe higik nun ek kepsi di vo ma wa wa haya ba ga hek lo de be gonge puata ze moa haga psi ki pipin. And one of the things that I learned about DMT was that if you've ever had it, even just once, then you can have a dream. And in this dream, somebody will pull out a little glass pipe. And then it will happen. It will happen just like the real thing. Because there's a button somewhere inside each and every one of us that gives you a look into the other side. And that's the button that resets the compass that tells you where you want to sail.